Good afternoon. Good lesson from ants. It's a lot of things. You start looking into those things and there's just reminded of how much we don't know and how much that we have yet to learn and just the wonders of God's creation. So, the title I've been given for this afternoon is The Balance Between Humility and Self-Worth. And the short answer is, I don't know. So, I studied this, and I'll admit that an interesting subject to look at, and I believe it's important, something important to think about. It's so easy to go off on some kind and get off in a ditch on either side of this thing, or at least the one side. But anyway, we're going to look at that. I came across a quote that I thought was interesting. It's actually a quote by Rick Warren. I don't necessarily ascribe to everything he wrote, but one thing that was kind of interesting, and I think it's about right. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. And I thought that was an interesting quote, and I believe there's a fair amount of truth to that. Humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. And I think some of the things we're going to talk about this afternoon enter into that. The way the title is worded, we could almost come to the conclusion that it's possible either, you know, the balance between humility, is there something like being too humble, and self-worth? And probably all of us would agree there's a balance there that we need to maintain. And maybe we see it more the ditch on the one side where a person has an inflated opinion of themselves and they think they're worth more than they really are, and just a pretty tall or a pretty inflated ego. While it is possible, I believe that's possible. In the truest sense of the word, humility, I don't think we can get off into a ditch on that side. There's nothing like being too humble. Now, there is something like where we have a very low self-esteem. And low self-esteem and humility are not necessarily the same thing. In fact, they aren't the same thing. I believe that if we clothe ourselves with humility, like 1 Peter 5, verse 5, we looked at that verse this morning. If we clothe ourselves with humility, like Peter's called us to, it's then that we can understand that we do have worth as an individual. When we clothe ourselves with humility, we understand that we are worth something. And it'll also help us, as we clothe ourselves with humility, it'll also help us to see ourselves the way God sees us. And that takes humility, to see ourselves as God sees us, not some kind of we don't have an inflated ego or an overestimated self-esteem, but a true sense of how and where we fit into God's plan. God has a plan for every one of us. Everyone that's here today, God has a plan for us, and he sees us as worth something. And he wants us to fit into his plan, and he wants to use us, and I believe that enters into this title and this subject this afternoon. I've chosen to go to the book of Romans chapter 12, to get some scriptural direction on how we find this balance between humility and self-worth, I want you to especially notice verse 3 of Romans chapter 12. For For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. And that's the verse from this passage. I'd like to read the first 8 verses of Romans chapter 12, but this verse is the verse that drew me to this passage, and I got to looking at that, and it reminded me not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think, but to think soberly and to see ourselves the way God sees us. He says, don't think too highly. We're to think soberly. That word soberly has the idea of sanely or moderately. We're to think of ourselves in light of God's provisions for us, his provision of salvation. We, you know, this afternoon, we along with every other single human being on the face of the earth are so valuable to God. We are so valuable to God that he was willing to send his own son to redeem us. And that's, when we think about that, that is value and that is worth when you think about it in light of that. Let's read. I'm going to read the first 8 verses of Romans chapter 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. So this is Paul writing here to the Romans. And in verse 2, he says, let this mind be in you. Or no, sorry, that was Philippians 2. But be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And this morning we read from Philippians 2 in verse 5, and he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And that's part of this renewed mind. When we get the mind of Christ and we start thinking like Jesus wants us to think, the way he thought, and I think that has a lot to do with striking or finding this balance between humility and self-worth. It takes a renewed mind. Verse 3, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. Verse 4, he says, there's many members in the body, and not every member has the same office or the same gifts or the same strong points. And every one of us has different gifts and strengths. And I think it's important that we realize that there's different gifts and strengths. Verse 5, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. We need and depend on the input of one another and each other. In the brotherhood, within the body of Christ, we need each other. We're not an island of ourselves, but we need one another. And then verses 6 to 8, Paul says, okay, we have differing gifts, and they're different, and while you may have a gift in one area or an ability in one area, I might have it in a different place. And Paul's challenge was that whatever your gift is, what does he say? Do it with diligence and do it to the best of your ability. And exercise the gifts that he has given you. So I'm using that as kind of a backdrop to the things that I'd like to share this afternoon, and I believe as we understand that, it puts it in perspective and helps us to understand that there is a balance between humility. We need humility, but at the same time, we can't look at ourselves as worthless or our value isn't very much, because in God's sight, we are valuable, and he's counting on us to exercise the gifts and abilities that he's given us. First of all, I have about five things that I'd like us to remember in relation to this message. Number one is this: every one of us was created in the image of God. Every person was created in the image of God. After creating the vast universe, the stars and the sun and the moon and these ants and all the insects and all these things, why, sixth day, God created mankind. God created man, and it says he created him in his image. And I'm not sure that I understand what all that means. And what all that entails, having created us in his image. But he created us, one thing I think it does mean, is that he created us in such a way that we can have a relationship with him, and we can communicate with him. He did with Adam and Eve in the garden. He had communication with them, and it's what God wanted and desired. In Psalm 139, Psalm of David, he says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And this fact, I believe, the fact that God has made us fearfully and wonderfully, it brings value and worth to every single human being across the face of the earth. Number two, another thing for us to remember is that all have sinned. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us, world over, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And Romans 6, is it 23, says, the wages of sin is death. That's where we all are, apart from Jesus Christ. We're lost, we've sinned, and we're doomed. Number three, to really find the balance between humility and self-worth, and we talked about this, we need the renewed mind that he talks about in Romans 12 and verse 2. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We need that transformation. We need a renewed mind. And that only comes as we experience a new birth and we are born again and Jesus comes into our hearts. The Holy Spirit is living within us. We need a renewed mind. Another thing to remember is that in relation to this, maybe as we think about humility and what humility really means, is humility isn't about ignoring or downplaying the strengths and gifts that God has given us. You know, sometimes you meet people that just, you know, you compliment them and they're nothing. And that really isn't humility. Humility isn't about ignoring our strengths and gifts. But humility is about recognizing that God gave me these gifts. God gave me some abilities. And what he's doing is he gave them to me, and he wants me to be a steward of them. He He wants me to use them in kingdom work. And humility is also about recognizing that while I have some strengths and abilities, I'm far from perfect. And I need the input of others, and I need the help and the contribution and the gifts and abilities of others to play into my life. Also, self-worth. Another thing to remember. On the other hand, self-worth, a proper self-worth, isn't boasting or becoming proud of our achievements or constantly looking for recognition and validation. That isn't necessarily self-worth. Plain and simple and raw, that's pride, right? As we, if we get to thinking that we are somebody and we continue to crave recognition and validation for everything that we do. Self-worth is, however, recognizing that God gave me gifts. God gave me a gift. He gave you a gift. And he wants each of us, he expects each of us to use that gift to bless others and to bring honor and glory to him. That's self-worth. Now, how do we strike the balance? How do we find the balance between humility and self-worth? And again, I have about five things that I'd like to share with you. And again, probably not all-inclusive, but some things I thought about and some things that were a challenge to me as I thought about this subject. Number one, be a thankful person. Make gratitude a way of life. And, you know, we live in such an entitlement-driven world. Everybody, there's so many people that believe that somehow the world owes them just about everything. And it can rub off on us, and it's natural for us to feel that way, that we look around us and we look for ways that others serve. How can I be served? And we feel like we're entitled. And let's be thankful. Let's remember that we're not really entitled to anything. It's a gift from, these are gifts from God, and we should be thankful for the things that he does give us. Number two, recognize the gifts and abilities that God has given you. You know, it's not pride. I really don't believe it's pride to analyze your own life and think about what are some things that God has given me, some opportunities or gifts or resources that he's given me, and good things. And we recognize that maybe I don't deserve them, but God has given them to me. And recognize that, and then look for ways to use them to bless others and to advance God's kingdom. You know, it's not humility, and I've said this before. It's not humility to downplay or somehow disregard the gifts and abilities that God has given us. But as we recognize those things, I believe it's God has given them to us to use and develop. And the other thing in relation to this is be open to developing those abilities and gifts, and recognize that with some practice and effort, you probably can improve on those things. And it's not wrong to try to become better at the things that God has blessed you with. I don't believe that's wrong, and that is not pride. Number three, that's the one side. Number two was the one side where we talked about recognizing the gifts and abilities that God has given us. Number three, also recognize and accept the fact that there are areas that you are weak in. And there's areas that in my life that is a weakness, and I'm weak in that area, and I'm far from excelling in that area. Not that you totally give up on that, and not that you don't work to improve that, but be willing to accept the fact that this isn't one of my strong points, and we don't need to degrade ourselves because of it. But I believe that part of having a proper sense of humility and self-worth and that balance is that we accept that fact that we aren't good at everything. I've met people already that, and maybe they just really excel in a certain area, but it just eats them up, and they just try to in another area, maybe they're not good, and they can hardly accept that fact. And it destroys some of their usefulness, I believe. So we accept the fact that we're not strong in every point, but rather focus on areas where maybe we are more apt in. Another thing that goes along with striking a balance and finding the balance between humility and self-worth is that we invite and encourage the contribution that others can make into our life. Convey to others, somehow we need to convey to others that I really need you, and the things that you can bring to the table, the abilities and gifts that you can bring to the brotherhood or whatever it is, I value that, and don't come across as just tolerating them. You know, that can happen where you almost see it sometimes where there's almost a sense of jealousy when somebody's excels in something, and you get the impression from somebody else that they're just tolerating that gift. Invite the contribution of others and encourage them to use the abilities God has given them and get better at them. And I believe we have a lot to do with encouraging our brother and our sister to exercise the gifts and abilities that God has given him. Focus on complementing the lives of others instead of competing with them. You know, we can, church life, business, it can turn into just one big competition. And I think there's a certain amount of good in a certain amount of competition. I believe there's some good in that, and I'm not trying to act like, or I don't want to come across as that competition is wrong, but I think our focus should be on complementing the good areas, and instead of trying to become better or trying to outdo each other, say, you know what, you're good in this area, and I have some gifts over here, and we bring them all together, and it's what we're talking about here, what Paul is talking about here in Romans, where he says there's many members in the body, and not all members have the same office. But we can complement each other, and we need each gift at the table. So focus on complementing the lives of others instead of viewing one another as competition. View others as a blessing and not a threat. And the last one I have, make living for God and advancing his kingdom the goal of your life. Make that a goal for your life. Not, you know, sometimes we build our own little empires and we focus on that. And I believe as, you know, we fall short and, And then we have trouble we don't feel like we're worth anything. But make living for God and advancing His kingdom the primary goal in your life. And I guess my observations have been that those that are focused on themselves and what's in life for them struggle to find meaning in life and low self-esteem. Whereas the individual that is instead focused on serving God and they're all about serving others and living for the good of others and contributing to the lives of others, those are the people that it seems have found the balance of humility and self-worth. And I guess maybe that's where this relates, especially to the topic or the theme of the day, humility, where we get past ourselves and we look for ways to serve others and we're humble enough to serve and be used of God in His body and in the world that we live in. This afternoon, I'd like to challenge all of you, and myself included, that we make serving God and being an asset to His kingdom right where we are our primary focus. We make that a focus and a goal to serve Him and live for Him. And a lot of times, serving God means serving each other and doing our best within the brotherhood. And I know of nothing else so humbling and so fulfilling and so worthwhile as doing just that, as living for God and serving Him right where He has called us. May God bless us as we do just that.